启示录。
We'll continue to study Book of Revelations.
我们今天早上已经开始了哈。
This morning we have already begun to study.
我们今天早上讲了三节。
And this morning we have actually discussed three verses.
啊，这就是开始讲了哈。
That means that we have barely begun to speak this.
那因为早上我们是以讲道方式。
But in the morning we began with this.A format of giving sermons.
那现在是就是啊讲习会，那不太一样嘛哈。
However, since we're giving a seminar right now, the format will have a little change.
讲到就是有头有尾嘛，对不对
？So when we give a sermon, we usually have some sort of structure. That is, we have a beginning and an end.
讲习会就是讲到哪里算到哪里。
But then, in terms of seminar, we usually just stop wherever we end up having our discussion.
讲习会呢，因为是互动的嘛，所以我可以问你呀。
Moreover, in terms of seminar,
讲到很少说从台上问下去就比较少了。
In terms of seminar, it is more interactive because during a sermon, it is rare that we ask questions from the pulpit.
好，那我们继续早上讲的有没有什么要问的呢？
So we continue from what we discussed in the morning. Are there any questions regarding what we discussed?
没有的话，我们继续讲了。
If not, then we will continue what we discussed.
好，那第四节。
So let's turn to verse 4.
约翰因为他得到了这些信息。
So John, after receiving these messages,
就是写信给亚细亚的七个教会。
That is, there are these letters that they receive that he received in order to pass on to the seven churches in Asia.
亚细亚的是在哪里
？Where is Asia？
这里的亚细亚不是亚洲。
And so the Asia that is actually being referred to here is not the Asia that we typically think of。
不是一个 Asian continent， 不是。
It's not actually referring to the entire Asian continent。
在当时有一个地方叫做小亚细亚。
But at that time there were a particular place being referred to as Minor Asia。
就是现在的土耳其啦。
It is the present day Turkey.
土耳其哈。
It is Turkey.
好，那在小亚细亚有七个教会。
So in Asia there were seven churches.
其实在小亚细亚有很多教会。
As a matter of fact, there were many churches in Asia.
那特别选了七个。
But in particular, they selected seven churches.
那这个七个教会就是。十一节有记载的哈。
And then the seven churches are recorded in verse 11.
那就是以弗所。
Ephesus.
斯美拿。
Smyrna.
别加摩。
Pergamos.
推亚推拉。
Thyatira.
撒迪。
Sardis.
腓拉铁菲。
Philadelphia.
老底家。
And Laodicea.
这是七个教会。
These are the seven churches.
那这个七个教会我们都蛮熟悉的哈。
And we are also quite familiar with these seven churches.
好，那第四节我们继续来看哈。
Let's turn to verse 10.
那接下来这是启示录的第二个它的特征，就是这是一封信。
And so this is the second characteristic of Book of Revelation. That is, it can be considered a letter.
也算应该是第三个特性。
Actually, this is the third characteristic.
今天早上我们有谈到哈。
And we have mentioned it this morning.
启示录第一个特征就是它是一个启示。
The first characteristic of Book of Revelation is that it can be considered a revelation.
第二个呢，它是一个预言。
And the second characteristic is that it is a form of prediction, prophecy.
它是一个预言。
Can be considered.
第三个，它是一个书信。
Moreover, it can also be considered a letter.
好，就是在文体上面哈，如果以文体来讲的话
，in terms of literary style, these
有三个大特性。
And these are three major characteristics.
第一章第一节告诉我们，它是一个启示。
And the chapter 1 verse 1 it tells us that it can be considered a revelation.
但是启示不一定都是预言哦。
But not all revelation can be categorized into prophecy.
有时候启示以前的事啊，不一定启示以后的事。
Because at times revelation can be revelation regarding things of the past.
所以 你看第三节说念这树上预言的。
That's why it says here that he who reads the prophecy on this in this revelation.
所以这是一种启示的预言，预言的启示。
So this is a revelation, a type of revelation that concerns prophecy.
那最后一个就是它是一封信。
Lastly, it is in a format of a letter.
那信它一开始信都有格式的哦。
And with every letter, you can see their formats.
那一开始你看第从第四节之后就开始一个祝福。
And so after verse 4, you can see that there is the greeting.
啊、哦，你看第四节
salutation.
他写信给七个教会。
So verse 7 is saying that he is writing this letter to the seven churches.
那祝福是但愿，对不对？
And then you can see that there is a blessing.
但愿
that
第哦，没有，那是恩惠哈、哦，还有就是愿什么呢？愿恩惠有恩惠平安归于你们。
So in verse 4, we can see that he began by saying grace to you and peace from him.
哎，这是开始是我们写信给人家某某平安，就是这样子。
So this is usually how we begin a letter, and that is peace be to you.
有恩惠。平安归于你们。
That is grace to you and peace from him.
好，这是信头。
And this is considered the beginning of a letter.
哎，那你看在信头里面，他这个恩惠平安从哪里来
？So where did these grace or and peace come from?
啊，因为在查经，所以你自己读一读啊，四五节。
And so, since we're studying the Bible together, why don't you just read
恩惠平安从哪里来
？Where did these grace and peace come from?
第一个
，First of all，
从神来哈
，It came from God。
第二个
，Second，
从圣灵来
，Came from Holy Spirit。
第三个
，Third，
从耶稣基督来
，From Lord Jesus Christ。
好，你如果做笔记的话，你可以把它圣经抄一抄。
If you are making some notes, you can copy down the Bible verses.
恩惠平安
Grace and peace
从哪里来
Where did grace and peace come from?
一二三当然我们第一个是从他没有讲是从神
Though he did not mention it, but then it actually came from they actually came from God.
第二个是从灵
Second, from Holy Spirit.
再来就是耶稣
Lastly, from Jesus.
那他在描写神是怎么描写的
？How did John make description of God?
哦，你看他是说神是什么样？昔在近在以后永在的神
The way he described God is that he who is and who was and who is to come、
所以这是 he 什么 who 什么 was 然后呢 is 然后呢 to come 这是在描写神的
So this is a description of God
那圣灵呢
What about Holy Spirit?
圣灵他是说什么 ？Seven Spirit 对不对？是不是？七灵。
So there are seven spirits that's being described, words of description for the Holy Spirit.
那耶稣基督呢
？What about Lord Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督是怎么？第一
，First，
诚实做见证的
，Faithful Witness。
Faithful 那是他是见证哈。
Faithful witness.
好，那哦，那边就有了啦。其实你把它，如果电脑的话，把它打下来就是。 再来呢
What about second description?
是第一个首先复活的
And the first begotten of the dead.
那个如果电脑也是这样把它打下来把它切下来就你就可以看到那个结构
就
是很容易的
Just cut and paste the words from the screen you can see that there is a structure that belies within this passage、
哦、好那再来呢他是世上君王元那个元首的
The prince of the kings of the earth
好了那其实这个只是把那个经文把它分析出来
So the what we have just done is that we just make some analysis
以后你在读经也是这样子
And when you read the biblical passages you need to also conduct the same type of analysis
恩惠平安从哪里来
Where did grace and peace come from
如果你没有这样把它分的话 你念了两遍三遍之后头脑是模糊模糊的
That if you do not make this kind of analysis,
不相信你自己念念看，除非你的头脑像电脑。
You can only have vague sense of what is going on after you read it two or three times, unless your brain is like a computer, then you can really make sense of it.
因为启示录是你要读的，你每天回去要读至少一节到三节，一直读一直读都有福啊。
But because the book of Revelation is something that you need to read often when you go back home, at least verse 1 to verse 3, because if you read it, then you have blessings.
应该你懂了，对不对？
Then you should understand this.
今天早上我们有讲，只要念就有福啊。
We have just mentioned it this morning because as long as you read the verses,
相信
主耶稣
的话，
as long as you believe in what he said.
好，恩惠平安从他们来。
Grace and peace came from them.
神
God.
就是昔在今在以后永在。
He who is, who was, and is, and to come.
还有他宝座前的七灵，这个七灵是在宝座前。
And also seven spirits were before his throne.
还有耶稣基督。
And from Jesus Christ.
你看也是三个特性呢。
You can see that three characteristics.
诚实做见证的。
And that is, he is a faithful.
从死里首先复活的。
Firstborn from the dead.
还有他是世上君王元首的
Ruler of the earth
好那你就针对这个再来思考啊
so,
不要读太多你多读几遍啊
Regarding these attributes you can make some thoughts and you don't need to read too much you just need to read these a few verses
神是怎么样的神
what type of God is God whom we worship
昔在今在以后永在
He's a God whowas, who is, and who is to come.
这就是我们的神。
This is the God whom we worship.
一个人的存在绝对不是这样子的。
So for a person to exist, a person can never have this kind of existence.
我们都是昔在，对不对？
We have been before.
但是这个昔在是不是永恒的昔在啊？你都有生日嘛？你生日之前你没有存在的。
We have been does not mean that we are without any beginning because we all have birthdays.
所以你的习在是有限的习在，神的习在是怎么样？你一直想，在怎么多久以前他都在。
Our happen has its limitation. However, for God, His was will be without any limitation, regardless how far back you think.
那我们现在呢？现在在，如果不现不在的话，那就不行了。
But what about us?We are here because if we're not, then this discussion is moot.
但是我们对未来也不是永在啊。
But then we are not necessarily to come.
在一百年之后，谁还能坐这里？
Because after 100 years, who are there any one among us who can still sit here?
在座的我看很少。
And there indeed will be very few.
如果一百年之后我们在座的这些人还有人在的话，你可能是全世界最老的人了。
If there any one among us who can still sit here after 100 years, then you probably will be the oldest person in the world.
我那前几天才看到有一个全世界最老的114还是116岁过生日。
And so I just witnessed a few days back that.There was a one oldest person who underwent his or her birthday, and he was about 114 years old.
我看在座的每个人都超过二十岁了。
And so all of us here are above age 20.
一百年之后，你至少120岁了。
So after 100 years,
至少
you're at least 120 years old.
活的机会不是太大。
So indeed, it's not very probable that you will still be alive.
所以意思说也不是以后永在的。
So it will mean that you're not always will be here forever.
这是用时间来定义神。
So
用人间的时间
are terms to define God with a human thought regarding time.
好，那再定义神另外一个呢，就是讲全能的。
And also another way to define God is that He is Almighty.
第八节
，verse 8。
好，这两个连在一起。
So these
第八节哈，主神说哈，来。
So here in verse 8, Lord Jesus, God said, "I am the Alpha, the Omega, and the beginning and the end."
第八节，来念一下。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
继续念。
And says the Lord, "Who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty."
Okay, 把时间跟能力结合在一起。
So here we see that there is a combination of time as well as power.
全能者。
That He is the omnipotent.
这个想一下，等一下我们再回到这个全能者来想。
So think about this carefully, and we will return back to this point later on.
好，那现在在宝座前的七灵。
So this seven spirits before the throne.
我们来看一下那个以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章第一节以下。
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 onward.
这讲耶西，从耶西的本必发一条，从他根生的枝子必结果实。
There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
那接下来再讲神的灵哦。
Subsequently, it discusses the Spirit of the Lord.
神是灵。
That the Lord bestowed on
神的本质是什么？
What is the essence of God?
圣经说神是灵。
The Bible told us that God is Spirit.
所以神的本质是灵。
The essence of God is Spirit.
我们只能接受我们只能接受这个信息，这个不是你去研究来的。
We can only accept this as a message on face value. We can never try to study this kind of thought.
圣经有一些信息是神给的，那你就接受了。你没有办法去再把它研究。神是灵，你怎么研究法？因为你不能拿来说来考据一下，来解剖一下，来探讨灵是怎么样。你只能相信神是灵。
There are some messages in the Bible that you can only accept at face value, that you cannot try to research it, analyze it, or try to dissect the meaning behind it.
那以赛亚书十一章第二节以下，你把它念下去，你会看到神的灵在人的身上工作的情形。
And then if you read from chapter 11, verse 2 onward, you see the function of the Spirit in human beings.
第一个
First,
神的灵是什么样？同住的灵。
The spirit of the Lord, that is it is a spirit that will live with us.
神的灵啊，主的灵住在他身上。
That the Holy Spirit live on that particular person.
那接下来呢
？What about later on?
你算算看，神的灵的功用是怎么样
？You can continue to count what can be considered the function of the Spirit of God.
那你先算一下。
Let's make this count.
同住哈
，That is, he will dwell with us.
那边是写 rest upon him。好，是同住的哈。那接下来我们再看。
What about subsequently?
使他有什么智慧和聪明。
That it is a spirit of wisdom and understanding.
这是一对的哈。
And so you can see that they exist as a pair.
啊，那他有智慧。
There is wisdom.
还有聪明。
As well as understanding.
啊，再来呢
？What about later on?
磨练和能力
，and the spirit is the spirit of counsel.
再来呢
？What about later on?
这样比较好记嘛
？So you can remember these sayings using this kind of pictogram.
还有呢，敬畏神。所以从那个以赛亚书第十一章第二节，我们可以看到这个图。
So in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2, we can actually start to draw this picture.
神的灵的功用
，that is the function
在人的身上显出来的
，that is manifested.On human beings.
哎，这是最主要是要同住。
First of all, it needs to dwell with us.
哎，那才有智慧跟聪明。
Only then will we have wisdom and understanding.
磨练跟能力。
And then later on, we will the spirit will have counsel and mind.
知识还要敬畏神。
And then knowledge as well as fear of the Lord.
所以。这样有七种的显在人身上的功能。
So you can see that there are seven types of functions that can be manifested on human beings.
所以所谓的七灵，并不是说圣灵有七个圣灵。
So when the Revelation tells us that there is seven spirits, doesn't mean that there are seven individual spirits that were there.
这就是神的灵的。如果我们从这个以赛亚书十一章可以看出来，所谓的七灵就是神的灵的七项工作。
And so from verse 11 of Book of Isaiah, it is describing to us there are actually seven functions for this Holy Spirit.
好，那接下来耶稣呢
？Later on, what about Lord Jesus?
耶稣第一个特性是什么
？What is the first characteristic of Lord Jesus?
诚实做见证的。
That is, he is a faithful witness.
他是诚实，也就是信实的。
That since he's faithful, he's also very honest.
他不会加油加醋。
That he will not add different aspects to the story.
所以耶稣应许我们的，跟我们讲的，一定会应验。
So therefore, whatever he promised us, whatever he told us.Will come to pass.
所以我们一般相信神，就相信耶稣，相信神的应许。
So we always believe in Lord Jesus. We always believe in what He told us.
这是很重要。
It's something that is very important.
做生意的人最怕人家空头支票。
And as business people, the one thing that we're very afraid of is bouncing checks.
生意可以做很大，但是如果别人倒会了，哇！被人家倒了，空头支票了。
If somebody run away with the debt, then that's something that as businessmen we really hate to see.、
我小时候也是，我们家也做生意了。
And when I was young, my family also conducted business.
我还记得那时候我们那个有一个客户啊，钱付没有办法付了。
I remember very clearly that we had a client who can no longer pay us.
怎么办？我那时候高中啊，很有趣哦。那时候就去了，那平常都是好朋友啊。所以没有办法了，让妈减减，不然怎么办？随便你搬吧。我还记得去搬了一个电视回来。
So I was in high school at that time, and they just told us that we don't have any money to pay you, so just carry whatever from us that we have. And so I just remember that I carrying out a TV.
那个电视值不了你他欠的钱的十分之一一百分之一。
And the TV was not even worth the 10% or even 1% of what he owed us.
因为他什么都没有，房子也是租的，你是不是砍房子回去？
Because he had nothing left, and even his house was rented, and we can't just carry his house with us.
最怕就是不信实。
So what we are very fearful of are dishonest people.
人跟人之间一样，世界上那个百分之百靠得住的人，实在是不。感谢神，在教会里面很多，外面有时候都要小心一下。
And so this is something that we're fearful of with our relationship with other people. That is, we're very afraid of people whom we cannot rely upon or trust upon.
但是我们主耶稣是那个什么诚信的，是信实的，是诚实做见证的。
But then our Lord Jesus Christ is a faithful witness. He will honestly testify for us.
耶稣不会倒汇，也不会开空头支票。
He will not run away with the debt, and he will not give us a bouncing check.
如果耶稣也会倒汇，也会开空头支票，那我们就好可怜了。
If he cannot repay us the debt, then or he gives us a bouncing check, then we are indeed very pathetic.
我常在想，这是最可怕的。
And I always think that that would be the most dreadful thing.
可怕到不能再可怕。
And that is the most dreadful, that to the point that nothing can be more dreadful.
其实这个也是一个问题，就是。
Of course, this is a question that we have.
美国那个911嘛，对不对？
We have a September 11th incident in U.S.
开飞机把它撞了。
That there are terrorists who drove the airplane into buildings.
那个你说它是什么？是 terror 那个什么
恐怖分子？
恐怖分子啊
！You consider them to be terrorists？
恐怖分子就很恐怖嘛，对不对
？That is, they spread terror.
恐怖分子他会不会说我是恐怖分子很恐怖啊
？If they're terrorists, would they tell you that they're terrorists, and then you should be very much afraid of them？
不是
，That's not so.
他是很有爱的一个人。
They would consider themselves to be a very loving person.
他爱他的国家。
That he loved his own country.
他爱他的那个信仰。
That he loved his own ideology.
我们知道吗？他撞下去，他就是一种圣战，然后撞下去就见阿拉了。
And they would consider themselves to be conducting holy war. That if they run themselves into the building, they will later on go see Allah.
是啊，他们是真的相信了、
啊。So that was their belief.
所以他们也很敢死啊。
That's why they were not fearful of death.
这是宗教的力量。
This is the strength of religion.
你笑他对不对
？Of course we make fun of such type of people.
那你呢
？What about you?
你也来聚会嘛，对不对
？You also come to have service.
啊，你也来奉献啊。
You also make sacrifices.
我要爱主啊。
That I need to love the Lord.
有一天你死了。
One day you die.
是死了才上天堂的嘛。
And after you die, you will go to heavenly kingdom.
他也是撞了死了再见阿拉。
And he also, after he sacrificed himself by running into the building, he will go up and see Allah.
佛教也是人死了再给那咚咚咚上西天嘛。
And then same way with the Buddhists, that is, you will chant for that person, and this person will go to Nirvana.
如果你死了，哎呀，没有耶稣，怎么办？
But then,
没有天堂给你去，你怎么办
？But then after you die and you have no heavenly kingdom, there is no heavenly kingdom for you to go to. Then what would you do?
那时候你真的气死。
And perhaps you will be extremely upset,
对不对
？Would that be the case?
要一生信你这个，
但
算是气死，但是刚好你也死了。
But then after a life of faith, I end up with nothing. But then at that time, you already passed away.
世界的那个支票绝对没有开到你死的。
No, regardless what kind of check you receive, that check will never last till you die.
在座有人做生意的，如果你的客户开一个支票给你说，你死的时候才兑现你的支票，你怎么样
？So a lot of businessmen among us, but then if there is a check that tells us that you can only cash this check after you die, what would you do?
你有没有人收过这样的支票
？Are there any type of people who receive this kind of check？
你们做生意的 link 那个 technology 的
？What about the people who are in the business of technology？
一般都是收现金最好啊。如果不行的话， 一个月两个月你这一年的支票就有没有人说过就很少了
And of course we really favor having cash But then are there anybody who even dealt with checks that last one or two years?
你天国是开到死后的支票呢
But then Heavenly Kingdom is a check that would last after you die
我讲这个是做什么
Why am I telling you this?
就是说我们在讲别人迷信的时候你自己对自己的信仰也要做一个什么 check 一下到底你是在迷信还是在真的信到了信死的神
When we consider others to be superstitious we need to first logically examine our own faith that is are we also superstitious or have we logically examined what we believe in to be true
如果你的信仰不是把握的
that if you're not 100% sure of your own faith
当然如果你是玩玩的那是无所谓了反正 我本来就认为没有啊所以死了没有也就算了
if you're just toying with yourself and you think well it's fine if after I die there's nothing that's perfectly fine
都是真的
but then if this is true
如果你被骗了
That you have been lied to.
你是那个时候你再回来说你这个秃头的骗我，连这句话都讲不出来。
That you cannot just come back and say, "Oh, you bald-headed person, you lied to me."
太晚了。
Because that would be considered too late.
所以，从神耶稣是信实的。
So from here we see that Lord Jesus is a faithful witness.
那让我们重新再来思考。
And here we re-examine.
耶稣的见证是诚实的见证。
That his testimony considered to be a very honest testimony.
你是不是相信了？你是不是信到了？你是不是真正的握住了这个信实的见证
？Have you truly believed? Have you truly understood this faithful testimony from him?
不然的话，是到时候是，当然是我们知道是确信的了。现在问题是在我们了哈。
Of course, we all know this is real, but then the problem lies within us.
所以耶稣是诚实做见证。
So Lord Jesus, faithfully testified for us.
耶稣的第二个
the second characteristic, let's read this.
从死里首先复活。
The firstborn from the dead.
耶稣是第一个从死里复活的人。
Lord Jesus was the first one from the dead.
那这是什么意思呢
？What would this mean?
大家想一下。
Think about this carefully.
谁先死啊?
Who's the first one who died?
亚当。
Adam.
好，你生一个小孩，他是活还是死?
After you're given birth to an infant, would this infant be dead or alive?
八个月了，活的。
After 8 months, of course, it's alive.
你生一个活小孩还是生一个死小孩？
Would you be given birth to a live infant or a dead infant?
在这里告诉我们的哈。
Here,
耶稣是第一个复活的。
That the Lord is the firstborn from the dead.
也就是说，之前的人都是死人。
That is, previously, the ones before him will be considered dead.
是什么意思
？What would that mean?
明明那个小孩是活的。
The infant that has come to this world. We're all alive.
来，我们来看罗马书。
Let's turn to Book of Romans.
罗马书第五章第十二节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
从耶稣的身上，我们现在要思考一个问题。
So from Lord Jesus Christ, we need to make this assessment.
就是生死的问题。
That is the question regarding life or death.
耶稣是第一个复活的。
So the Lord is the firstborn of the dead.
那世界的人呢?
What about the people of this world?
我们看罗马书五章第十二节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
这边告诉我们，罪是从一人入了世界。
Here is telling us that through one man sin entered the world.
那死是从罪来的。
The death came through sin.
于是死就临到众人。
And thus death spread to all men.
因为众人都犯了罪
Because all sin
好如果这是一个世界
If here what we draw is the world
罪是从一个人入了世界
But sin through that sin came into this world. That the wage of sin is death. There has to be sin first before death. And then death spread to all mankind.
每一个人呢?
That every human being.
所有在这里都死了,
everybody here. Everybody here within this confinement will be considered dead. Because this is the world that has been controlled by sin.
所以你生下一个小孩,
so after we have given birth to an infant,
他肉身是活的,
yes, physically it can be considered alive.
但是从罪的观点来看, 它是死的,
but from the perspective of sin, it will be dead.
应该是这样子, huh?
So this is the way it is.
那这边告诉我们, 罪从, 那个于是众死就临到众人, 因为众人都犯了罪,
and so then death came spread to all men because all men sin.
你会问啊,
we will ask this question.
现在这么宝宝, 这么可爱, 他又没有做什么事情,
and the infant that had been given came to this world are considered very adorable. It has not done anything. Why would it sin?
小孩有没有犯罪?
Are these infants sin?
他犯什么罪?
What kind of sin did these people, did these infants have?
我们看第三章,
let's go to chapter 3.
罗马书三章,
Romans chapter 3. Verse 23. Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
这边说,
for all have sinned. And so, all have sinned. Even those infants who have been born with sin.
犯什么罪?
What kind of sin did they commit?
接下来说是亏缺了神的荣耀。
It is, they fall short of the glory of God.
所以小孩子婴孩犯罪不是他做错事。
So these infants committed sin not because they did something wrong,
而是他的状态, status, 处境的问题。
It is a matter of their status.
就是他是生在这个罪的世界里面。
It came into this world full of sin.
他在这个罪的世界里面，他没有神的荣耀。
That in the sinful world, he is without the glory of God.
所以小婴孩的罪就是他少了神的荣耀。
That a infant committed sin because it is without the glory of God.
本来人有神的荣耀的。
Originally, human beings have glory of God.
神造人是他的以他的样子形象造。
When God created human beings, God created him according to his image.
这是神的荣耀。
This is the glory of God.
人犯罪之后,
after human beings sin,
少了这个神的荣耀。
This human beings became devoid of such type of glory.
所以这就是 人我们一般讲的剩下的就是罪人。
And so what we were talking about before is that what is left are the sinners.
那罪人罪的工价就是死, 所以剩下的就是死人。
The wage of sin is death, and those who are still alive are sinners.
所以以属灵的眼光来看,
so from a spiritual perspective,
你看出去那些人都是死人。
And you look outside, all those people can be considered spiritually dead.
对不对?
Would that be the case?
因为只有一个人复活,
because only one person resurrected, and that is Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们呢?
What about us?
你是死人还是活人?
Are you dead or are you alive?
再想一下,
so think about this question.
好。我们用另外一个方向来想。
So think about this from another point of view.
会不会讲得太理论了？你会不会晕倒？
Is this being too theoretical that it's confusing everybody?
我们用主耶稣为例子啊，现在在讲主耶稣。
Let's look at this in terms of Lord Jesus Christ. When Lord Jesus Christ was on this world, we try to examine what happened to him on the cross. The Lord Jesus Christ uttered 7 phrases.
第一个是什么?
What is the first phrase?
耶稣被钉在十字架上。
When Lord Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross.
赦免他们，耶稣看下去，哇，这些人定我。
The first thing he said was, "Forgive them," and he looked down from the cross as he said that.
他说，父啊，赦免他们。First,
he said, "Father, forgive them."
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。For
they know not what they were doing.
这个不容易啊。
This is very a difficult thing to do.
刚刚打你那个人,
because the person who just hit you,
不气他就好了,
as long as we're not being angry at them,
钉在那里痛得要死啊,
that Lord Jesus was being nailed there and it was extremely painful.
他们吐口水给他,
and they were spitting on him and they were hitting him.
赦免他们罪,
and, but then Lord Jesus Christ forgave their sin. That is the first phrase. What about the second one?
他跟那个悔改的那个强盗说,
he told the robber who was nailed beside him that today you will be with me in paradise.
这是个应许的一个很温暖的一个话。
This is a statement that is very warm as well as one that contains promise.
那第三个呢?
What about the third phrase?
这是耶稣他没有办法完成的事情。
This is also something that Lord Jesus Christ cannot finish by himself.
圣经一直在说耶稣 就是应验了他做的事情,应验的圣经所讲的。
And the Bible continued to tell us that whatever Lord Jesus Christ did, he wanted to fulfill what was said in the Bible. But then there was one thing that he was not able to complete by himself. That is the honor your father and mother from the Ten Commandments that he was not able to accomplish. So he looked down from the cross. He saw the disciple whom he loved. He saw his own mother. So then he said to his own mother, look at your son. And then to the mother,
对母亲说，看你儿子，对他说，看你的母亲。
To the mother, he said, look at your son. And to the son, he said, look at your mother.
所以耶稣说，看你的儿子，看你的母亲。
So Lord Jesus Christ said, look at your mother, look at your son, and look at your mother.
那这很重要。
This is very important.
因为接下来这个爱的门徒
because this disciple whom Lord Jesus Christ loved continued to live on for Lord Jesus. That's why John chapter 19 verse 28, we read this recording.
来,你念一下哈,
John chapter 19 verse 28. After this, Jesus knowing that all things
after
were
什么?
This
单数复数
单数
这一件事情之后,
so after this
不是复数的,
it's, what is being indicated here is not something that is
哪件事?
What is this thing?
就是耶稣把他的母亲交给爱的门徒, 让这个爱的门徒也来接受这个母亲。
That is, he entrusted his mother whom he loved unto the disciple whom he loved, and as well as allow this disciple whom he loved to take in the mother whom he loved.
这事以后,
so after this,
耶稣知道各样的事已经成了,
Jesus knowing all that all things were now accomplished.
所以耶稣来世上若完成了一百件事。
So the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world, accomplished 100 things.
最后一件事，他的爱的门徒替他完成了。
The last thing, his own disciple whom he loved, accomplished it for him.
这是但对我们来讲的话，就是孝敬父母了。
For us, it would be considered other honoring our mother and father.
耶稣那时候已经在十字架上了。
Well, Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross already.
因为他是长子啊。
But then he was the firstborn.
其实耶稣有弟弟啊，有妹妹，他们也可以照顾。
Lord Jesus Christ had his own brother and sister who they can take care of his mother.
但是在那个时代。长子，当然是在那个时候了。现在没有哈，现在我不知道了。看在法律上没有。现在那时候长子是分财产分两份。
Customarily in ancient time, the eldest son would have double portion of inheritance.
但是老人呢、啊，也是你来照顾的。
But then theolder people in your family will be taken care of by the eldest son.
我们在座年纪大的比较多了，年轻人你不要还没嫁，你说，哎，他爸爸妈妈还在不在啊
？And so we have a lot of older brothers and sisters among us. But then, if you have not been married, do not ask. Are there any older people in your household?
他说。爸爸妈妈不但在啊，他祖父也在，曾祖父也在。你说，哎呦，不敢呐、啊。
And perhaps your future spouse might answer by saying, "Well, not only my father, mother, my grandparents, as well as my great grandparents are still alive." Then some people might just shy away from such type of marriage.
这是错误的。
Of course, this is wrong.
当然要嫁，最主要是有没有感情啊，感情第一啊。
But whether or not you want to commit yourself to the marriage, you have to consider whether or not there is some love between you two.
那家有老人的话,
but then if you have one older person,
这是你的福气啊,
in your home, it should be considered a blessing for you.
真的是, 是福气啊。
And so this will be a blessing for you.
主耶稣你看也是, 这是十字架第三句话。
And so this is the third thing that Lord Jesus Christ said on the cross.
好。中间的是什么
？What about later on？
一粒一粒
，So，
就是我的神啊。
That is, he said, "My God, my God."
我的神，为什么离弃我
？Why have you forsaken me？
对不对？好，第五个。
The fifth phrase。
这是被神离弃。
That is, he was forsaken by God.
我们知道所谓的沉沦就是离开神的面
the, sort of going down into hell would mean that you have departed away from the presence of the Lord
你想哦亚当神跟他说你吃的日子必定死
when Adam was told that the day he ate of the fruit of knowledge of good and evil he shall die
我们来想亚当的死啊
let's consider what can be considered Adam's deathThe day he died, the day he ate from the fruit, he died.
他是不是马上被埋葬了
Was he all, first? Was it that he was immediately buried by others?
就没气就啊死掉了
Was it that he had no breath left that he died?
没有啊
It wasn't the case.
但是他吃的那一日就死了
However, the day that he ate from the fruit, he died.
死是什么？
What is death that's being referred to here?
第一个层面就是被赶出伊甸乐园。
The very first level is that he was cast out of the Garden of Eden.
离开永生神的面。
He was cast out of the presence of the eternal God.
被神离弃了。
That he was forsaken by God.
所以罪人不能见神的面。
That's why
就是死了，所以的灵的死。
Sinners cannot see the face of God because they are spiritually dead.
那死的这个肉体死的因素也就是败坏毁朽坏进到他身体的
and the reason that his physical body will also later on die is because decay and corruption entered him.
所以亚当也活了九百多岁，一定会死。
So after 900 some years of his life, Adam will surely die.
所以这是两个层面的。
So there are two levels to this to this term.
所谓的灵的死是离开神的面。
So spiritual death is that he departed away from the presence of God.
就是身体朽坏。
Physical death was that his body started to decay.
所以亚当的死是双层的。
So Adam's death had dual levels of meaning.
两个层面的。好。那耶稣在讲说我的神我的神你为什么离弃我，这个时候他代替我们被神离弃，变成罪人，被神怎么样，如果用属灵的来讲的话，他是死了，
so,
对不对，灵的死啊。
Fourth phrase means that he in substituting our place departed away from God's presence, so he substituted us and died in spirit.
被神离弃了。
He was forsaken by God.
这时候他的肉身死了吗？没有啊。
So did he die physically? No.
没有，因为接下来他要再讲话了。
Because he later on continued to speak.
一个被神离弃的人不一定就是没气的人，就是身体死亡的人。
A person who was forsaken by God does not mean that person will surely die physically.
好。接下来第五句话他讲什么？
But what about the fifth phrase?
我渴了。
I thirst.
好，第六。
The sixth phrase?
他说成了。
It is finished.
最后呢？
What are the last phrase?
他说：“父啊，我把我的灵魂交在你的手里。”
Father, I entrust my spirit unto your hand.
好，我们可以看到这里哈。那之后，耶稣就断气了。
So after that, he drew his last breath.
三天之后,
so after 3 days,
他就复活了。
After 3 days, he resurrected.
好，我们看这里哦。
So let's examine this here.
他称神为父啊。
So he called
称神为父
God his father.
Uh-huh.这里他有没有称神为父？
So did he say
他叫我的神我的神。
Did he call God his father instead? No, instead he said my God, my God.
神是每个人的神，创造的神。
God is everyone's God because
he created all things. 但是不是每个人的父啊。
But then he's not everybody's father.
我们还记得吗？我们受洗成为神的儿女啊。
Do we remember this? That is, after we become baptized, we become his children.
没有罪的人，罪赦免的人，才能够承认，神才承认你是他的儿女啊。
Only those whose sins have been forgiven, God will consider you to be his children.
所以在这个时候，他没有叫父啊，他叫神啊。
So at that time, he did not say my father, instead he said my God.
所以在这里的时候，他被神遗弃。
So at that point, he was forsaken by God.
好，到最后。
But then later on,
他又说：“父啊，我把我的灵魂交在你的手里。”
He said, "Father, I will entrust my spirit onto your hand."
所以，从这里到这里，你看他是被遗弃的。
So from
在这里被遗弃。
First to the fourth verse, phrase, he was forsaken by God.
那从第那个我的神，我的神，一直到他最后说：“父啊，我把灵魂交在你的手里。”这时候又跟天父。又有那个父子的关系了。
So until the last phrase he called God Father, and so you can see that he reestablished a relationship with God.
所以如果以属灵的层面来讲，耶稣替我们死了。
So from the spiritual level, he died for us.
因为被神离弃了。
Because he was forsaken by God.
罪人才被神离弃的。
Only sinners will be forsaken by God.
耶稣是带了我们的罪，是在这个时候。
So at that point in time, Lord Jesus Christ carried our sin for us.
但是他的身体也要死啊。
But then his physical body had to die.
但是三天他又复活。
But then after 3 days, he resurrected.
那对我们来讲的话。
So for us,
我们洗礼了之后。
After we were baptized,
我们灵命跟神已经有关系，能够称天父为父。
That spiritually we have relationship with him, and therefore we can call him our father.
但是我们的肉体还没有复活啊。
But then our physical body had yet to resurrect.
我们有一天会还会再死掉的。
So one day we shall pass away.
那再死掉就是这是身体复活。
But then later on, our physical body shall resurrect.
So 对我们来讲，我们是复活一半。
So for us, our resurrection is actually only halfway there.
不能说一半，不可以这样分的。我们已经尝到了初次的复活。
We have experienced the first resurrection.
那接下来还有一个所谓灵体身体的复活。
Later on, there should still be another resurrection for our physical body.
那耶稣呢？
What about Lord Jesus Christ?
他是首先复活的。
He was the firstborn of the dead.
死了。
He passed away.
被神离弃了。
He was forsaken by God.
复活了，跟神又有关系了。
He passed away and he reestablished that relationship with God.
他把他的灵交在神的手中。
He entrusted his spirit onto God's hand.
他现在去，他的灵在哪里啊？
Where was his spirit?
灵是去哪里？
Where did the spirit go to?
他刚刚跟他说，今天你要同我在乐园呢，所以在乐园呢。
He had just said that today you will be in paradise, and therefore he was in paradise.
好，那三天之后
，But then after 3 days,
又复活了。
He resurrected.
好像我们一样
，Just like us.
我们死了之后
，After we pass away,
我们灵魂去乐园
，Our spirit will enter into the paradise.
到世界末日的时候
，until the end day，
我们还要来复活
，that we will come back to resurrect。
就像那个帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章所告诉我们的
，just like what has been told to us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4。
如果到世界末日的时候
，until the end day, the end of earth，
我们还活着
，we're still alive。
嗯，我们就不用再死啊。
That we will not have to experience death.
我们这个属肉的身体要被改变。
This physical body of ours will be transformed.
那已经死的你的爸爸或是祖父、曾祖父，他们灵魂会被带来。
Our ancestors, our own father, our mother, they shall be brought to this world.
他们先复活。
They will resurrect.
那从这边告诉我们，就我们会一起被接到天。
And here is telling us that we will be brought up into heaven together.
所以我们洗礼的时候是跟耶稣同死同埋葬同复活。
So when we die, when we become baptized, we die in the same manner as Lord Jesus Christ died.
所以洗礼的时候是灵的复活。
So when we were baptized, we resurrect spiritually.
那我们还有一个要实质要得到的复活，就是身体的复活。
However, physically.We shall also receive another resurrection. That is, our physical body will resurrect.
走过的路我们要走。
So whatever that Lord Jesus Christ tread upon, we shall also follow his step.
所以我们再看回来。
Let's turn back into this chapter.
就是启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
在介绍耶稣。第二个就是从死里首先复活的。
The secondDescription regarding Lord Jesus Christ was that he was the firstborn from the dead.
哦，那有没有什么问题啊？
Are there any questions?
这个，我看休息一下。
Let's have a break.
复习一下。
We'll make some review.
刚刚讲一节啊。
We have just spoke through an entire sermon.
Wait.
My question is that since this world is sinful, if we give birth to more people, are we giving birth to sinners?
不是哈。
But it's not the case.
因为我们已经在主里面，这个不一样。
But it's not the same if we are in Lord Jesus Christ.
不信的人是在制造罪人。
Those people who are not believing in Christ, indeed they are producing sinners.
在主里面的人，我们是在制造，应该啦，不能说制造，我们是在得神的那个heritage 那个赏赐，那个不是产业。
But for those of us who are in Christ, we should be producing people who will inherit
产业
his wealth, his abundance.
但是产业不等于赏赐啊。
But this inheritance does not equal reward.
那个诗篇说，儿女是神的产业。
The book of Psalms tells us that our children can be considered our inheritance.
所怀的胎是那个是他的赏赐。
And the infant in our womb is our reward.
这是两个不一样的。
So you see that there are two, that there are these differentiation.
产业是每个人都有。
All of us have inheritance.
啊，但是不是每个人都有赏赐的。
Not all of us will receive reward.
所以我们已经得到那个产业，但是要努力啊，所以才有赏赐。所以小孩是得赏赐的一个关键。
So we have all received inheritance, but not all of us will receive reward. But then to receive reward, our children will be the key.
这个跟得救也有点关系哦。
This is actually has something to do with receiving salvation.
但是越扯越多了哈。
But then the more we talk about it, the more we have to.
提摩太前书第二章
Second Timothy chapter 2 First Timothy
提摩前书第二章
Chapter 2
第十五节
Verse 13
这是讲女人得救
Here is talking about salvation regarding woman, for women
这里讲女人怎么得救
Here is telling how women shall be saved
借着生孩子
That is through childbearing
所以这个是很有关系的。
So there is some relationship here.
那个中文翻译是可以不考虑的。
So we could just disregard the Chinese translation.
那个英文的 in 是应该 through 的。
But then in English, the in should be changed to
借着生小孩。
That is safe through childbearing.
当然这个如果要讲这个的话就更多了
But then if we want to talk about this then there is more to talk about
所以我们组内的应该生小孩
So in Lord Jesus Christ
正常的如果你有其他的事情的话那就不一定
Normally we should give birth to children that is normally but then if you have other type of other reasons then that's fine
所以我们不是制造罪人 我们是在享受神的产业
We're not producing sinners Rather, we're enjoying his inheritance
好赶快休息一下
八分配三
同心莫道